Hello, Hoffa.
Hello, Liam.
So, where did you come from?
I came from Tanzania, but that's a long story to explain. So, Tanzania was a refugee camp where I grew up for 12 years, but I was born in Congo, but my parents were born in Burundi. So, my parents were refugees in Congo, and I was born there in a refugee camp, and then they flee again. Going to Tanzania. So I call myself a Tanzanian, but it's because I grew up there. I spent most of my childhood there. So
what made you leave Congo?
Oh, there was a war. So there was a war, and we had to flee very fast. So luckily, none of my family passed away, but other families passed away. And wonderfully, my parents were able to adopt kids who lost their parents. So in my family, we have a big family that is full of adopted kids. And sometimes it's hard for us to notice who's adopted and who's not, because our parents didn't want us to think about that when we were growing up. They just wanted us to be together in a brotherly and...
Where were you when you immigrated to the United States, and how do you think that changed your experience?
Oh, it changed my experience completely. I spent 12 years in a refugee camp, so I flew from Congo to Tanzania when I was about 2.5 years, and since I spent around 12 years, 11 years there, I came here when I was about 14, 15. So living there was harsh, first of all, but at the same time was good. With the help of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, we were able to get the things, the necessity of life, water, clean water, food, clothing. The only problem was we couldn't work. So we're just going to school, and parents were just staying home and taking care of us. But it was completely a different world coming here. So coming from a place where riding a bike was considered like the coolest thing, only rich people rode bikes. And coming from there and coming to here and see poor people driving cars and doing all the things that we thought only millionaires could do, billionaires could do, was really surprising. Yeah.
What were some of the push-pull factors, the things that made you want to come to the United States or get away from Tanzania?
Well, I didn't want to live in a refugee camp. Refugee camp is like, it's a camp. It's luckily our camp wasn't gated, but there was some security around it, so we couldn't go out. So we were just staying in the same place for years and years, waiting for us to be able to go back to our country, but we couldn't. So... luckily, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees brought us to United States. But and many people wanted to, because nobody want to be a refugee for their whole life. You want to be able to move to a place and have a better future for your kids, where there's better opportunities. And in a refugee camp, there wasn't much. I mean, if you're going to school and if you're not going to work, then there's no point. So people are just going to school. And that's pretty much it, just waiting for the day that the country will be peaceful and for us to be able to return.
So you didn't exactly choose to come to the United States. You were just given the opportunity.
Yeah, and everybody took the opportunity. Everybody wanted to come. There's people who literally killed themselves because they couldn't come to the United States because they were so tired of being in a refugee camp. Yeah. So, yeah, if anybody who was given the opportunity to come, they definitely took it. Yeah.
So what were some of the challenges of moving from the camp in Tanzania to the United States?
Oh, pretty much almost everything was different. The people were different. I spent almost my whole life living with just Africans and speaking my own language, being people around my culture. And coming here, seeing new people, the language was challenging. Culture, they had some cultural barriers. When I came to the United States, going to school where the whole school speak English or Spanish and other languages, and I can't be able to make friends. And going to school without making friends, you can't learn much, you can't ask questions. Yeah, that was a very big challenge until I finally learned how to speak English little by little. And kids were making fun of me and I couldn't defend myself. It's challenging, yeah. And then when you get bullied, it's hard for you to explain to the teacher, this kid bullied me, because you don't know how to explain. That kid is going to explain better than you could. So that's a challenge. Yeah.
What were some of the things that were advantageous? What helped you in the United States more than in Tanzania?
School definitely helped me. In here, having the opportunity to go to school, high school for free, mm-hmm. and also for college for free, it was a very huge opportunity for me. Something that my parents have always wanted, as most immigrant parents want for their kids. Yeah, so that was the biggest thing that I really appreciated.
Were there other things that were really great?
Yeah, the food, man. I love pizzas. That's something I couldn't eat in the refugee camp. So we're basically given food, certain food, and certain amount each week, mm-hmm. or each 2 weeks or a month. So they would decide. The United States High Commissioner for Refugees would decide. And we couldn't choose what to eat. There were no market. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to eat what was given to you. But here I come here, there's so many choices. People are giving food stamp, and you go to the store, and you take whatever you want. Pizzas, tacos, whatever that you desire. So that was really nice.
What is one of your favorite foods?
Pizzas, yeah, definitely, because it doesn't take much to eat. You don't need a fork, a spoon. You just need your hands, and just that's it.
Well, yeah. What did you usually eat in the refugee camps?
Mostly this food called fufu. So they will give us beans, rice, and also corn flour. Mm-hmm. And with that corn flour, we'll make fufu.
Is fufu good?
Yeah, fufu is, that's what I grew up eating, and that's what raised me, so mm-hmm. I can't say anything bad about it.
So what are some of the major differences between where you grew up and the United States?
Big differences. Where I grew up, especially about dogs, and when it comes to animals, where I grew up, people didn't really like dogs. When you see a dog on the street, you run away or you trying to hurt that dog. But here, I had the same mentality. When I saw a dog, I would see it as a threat, as mm-hmm. something that's trying to bite me. Yeah, so that was very... So every time I would see a dog, I would try to run away, or I would get scared, and the owners would notice that. Or I still do now. I still have the mentality of getting scared of dogs. So when I see a dog on the street, I'll either take another road or just take another sidewalk mm-hmm. to avoid it.
So there weren't any tame dogs in Tanzania?
No, dogs were used for hunting, or people had a lot of money to guard their house. Mm-hmm. That's it. And dogs were considered dangerous and the lowest thing in society. If somebody calls you a dog, that'd be the worst thing they can call you. That's very offensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were there any pets where you came from?
Yeah, I don't remember pets. I mean, people ate whatever they could. So if you had a pet and you didn't eat it, I think people would think that's strange. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's very different in the United States to see people having pets and taking care of animals instead of eating them.
Yeah. Man, I just don't know how to do it. Giving food to dog, taking care of dog like a human, that's something that me and my parents or my family cannot understand. We cannot clearly mm-hmm. understand. Especially because we know where we grew up, you know, we see children, not even children, older people as well, having a hard time to even feed themselves. And you see people here feeding animals as if though they were humans. Yeah, it's really completely different from where I grew up.
So that's a pretty strange thing that's different for you. But what do you think was the absolute strangest?
Strangest thing? Just the culture. The culture is really, we have a lot of things that we don't share in common. Mm-hmm. Like homosexuals in my country, homosexuals were not treated fairly, and here they're treated fairly. And a lot of freedom in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my country where I grew up, most people, the country was run by dictators, mm-hmm. so we're not used to freedom, too much freedom, people to be able to choose what they want to do, what they want to eat, how they want to spend their time, their money, and all these things. So that was a big change.
So having a lot of freedom was one of the best and strangest things.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being part of this interview.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right.
21 minutes.